Grace and peace be yours this day from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. That portion of Holy Scripture which I would like briefly to meditate on with you this morning is recorded in the third chapter of John's first epistle, chapter 3, beginning with verse 11, and it reads as follows. For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the evil one and slew his brother. And for what reason did he slay him? Because his deeds were evil and his brother's were righteous. Do not marvel and wonder, brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life, because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. And we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has the world's goods and beholds his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and in truth. As we move from Trinity Sunday into the rest of the church year, the preaching cycle changes focus and perspective. No longer is the central theme the mighty works of God of salvation. Rather, the central themes are man's response, if you will, the Christian life. And there is perhaps no better section in the whole of New Testament which so combines these two foci, God's works and our life, as this passage of John. The Trinity Sunday reminds us that the very expression of God who is love, the very expression of the eternal love of the Father for his Son, was shown forth, manifested, exemplified, made concrete through the sending of Jesus Christ. God loved the world in this way, that he sent his Son. God's love is shown in deed and in truth. Christ died for us. We know that we have come out of death into life by this, that we love the brethren. Jesus giving of himself into death for us was nothing other than the defeat of death and the establishment of love for the other. They go together. Going into death for the other, the expression of love, the giving of oneself for the other is life. The defeat of death is shown in giving oneself for the other. This is no platonic transaction, it's a concrete act. In time and in space, the actual giving of a body for the other, an active work for the other. And it was precisely in this concrete act of Christ for the other that death was defeated. We know that we have come from death into life by this, that we love one another. Luther understood this, and he expressed it in these words. Hence, as our Heavenly Father has in Christ freely come to our aid. We also ought freely to help our neighbor through our body and its work. And each one could become, as it were, a Christ to the other, that we may be Christ to one another. And Christ may be the same in all. That is simply to say that we may be true Christians. The Christian love is not a human work done in response to something that God has done for us. It's not done out of gratitude. It is the very extension of Christ's own deed in us to the world. Our love for the brother is Christ's love for the brother. For we have been made one with him in our baptism. Luther can speak of that also. Of the daily giving of the Christian for his neighbor as the working out of the Christian's baptism. For we have been baptized into Christ's death, which is nothing other than the going into death for the other. As we move to the second half of the church year then and focus on the Christian life, our lives, we do not forget the first part of the year when we focus on the works of God, but rather we see these works of God as truly appropriated for us indeed, but also through us and in us for the other. We are not free to do nothing as Christians. We are free only to give of ourselves for the other. For where there is freedom, there is Christ. And where there is Christ, there is an active giving of love for the other. May our prayer be that in us our baptism be truly actualized, and that we be Christ to one another. That is to say, that we be truly Christians.